Radio presents the Geekatorium 27-hour podcast challenge, raising money for comic relief. Donate now by going to my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorium27podcast. FUBAR and Geekatorium, doing something stupid for a very good cause.
Yes, we're back. It's 4 minutes past eight on Saturday, the 28th of February. The 27-hour podcast by the Geekatorium and FUBAR Radio for coming relief.
Yes,
I am Richard Sandling.
I continue to be Paul Gannon.
Eli Silverman here.
And we're joined by...
Joseph Wilson, comedian.com. I mean, if we're going to plug something...
Patent pending.
Haven't paid yet.
I prefer pat rather than pending. if you have to have one of them.
How's it going, guys? It's fantastic.
It's going great. We have hit our quota.
You've reached the quota.
I don't care.
Have you reached the 500?
We have reached the 500.
Awesome. When did you do the 500?
An hour ago, I think.
But there's still time to donate more money.
Give us your
money.
Let's
not stop at 500. Let's get more money. If you want to donate, you can go to my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorium27podcast.
What was that?
And donate. That was my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorium27podcast.
Say that again. It sounds like those rubbish
it
adverts.
It just rolls off the tongue. my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorium27podcast.
Have you been affected by your core PPI on the standards?
Yeah. It was all those. I hate those adverts. But...
Thank you.
Are you...
The value of the podcast may go up and down.
Please consult with your doctor before you take any more of this podcast.
Yeah.
Prices
on this podcast can go up as well as down.
Yeah, that's what he's just said. He just said that, basically.
I repeated it in my voice.
He's recycling material here, Eli. This is a Gannonism.
Straight after I've said it, it's too soon for a callback.
Yeah, that is, yeah. That doesn't count.
Although, that might be the quickest callback on record, so I'm going to take it that way.
I listened to the first half an hour of the show... last night, and it was really funny.
Thank you.
It was very, very funny.
So what happened?
what I liked about it is that it was the standard clunky Gannonism, which I've never heard before, but as Gannon was introducing it, and then Eli was just doing his old... which is a fantastic impression before, by the way, Gannon. And then Sandling had to swoop in going, guys, let's set the show up properly. And I really enjoyed it. And then I listened to it at 4:30 a.m.
And it was a different story.
It was a different story because there was a woman in my bed who'd apparently fell asleep. And because I'm a weirdo, I just started listening to my friends doing a charity radio.
Well, we're glad you were listening. As long as it wasn't distracting you from seeing two...
I distracted her, trust me. It was a nightmare. Oh. So it was good.
It was a nightmare in what way? Expand.
Well, it's one of those situations. I got too drunk. I did an Eli-ism. I got too drunk and I couldn't perform.
Fuck you. What are you talking about?
Well, this
is 2.5 inches of cold blue steel that is not affected by any amount of booze. It's rock hard.
It's always on the flop.
Are you talking about his career? Yeah.
Can we get our mics? Is there some kind of sound effect?
That's what they call him. They don't call him Semi Silverman for nothing.
Listen, I don't get Brewer's Droop. I may suffer from other things.
What other names are there? Would that be a Gannonism to not get hard? I'm sure he was very disappointed.
I will tell you this. I can get hard at the drop of a hat, mate.
It's hats. The hats falling it's on hats the ground that, is what yeah. he's got a fetish for.
They
it.
Are incredibly erotic when someone drops a hat.
Especially top hats.
It was kind of weird having a woman in your bed. Mainly
for you.
I'm gay. She thought I was gay when I originally, and that's always a good sign when a woman, I've realised, when a woman thinks I'm gay, I think I've got a shot.
How is that a good sign?
Well, because they...
So you can deceive them into thinking you're not a threat, and then what? Spring it on them.
And
you
then decorate
dark.
Their living room while I'm doing it. It'd be great.
Just for anyone at home who doesn't know Joseph Wilson set, I've got a bit of it right here.
How about now?
Alright, that's good. That's actually better than my set. But, you know...
Play that again. Play that again, please. Right,
you can hear this on josephwilsoncomedian.com, but this is for charity, folks. You know, that's...
Let's hear that again.
It's good.
Great. How about now?
Brilliant. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant.
That's what I feel when women reject me or anything in life reject me. That is the voice that you hear in my head.
You hear, in my head?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm picking holes in everyone's speech.
Yeah.
It's late.
Everyone makes mistakes, Eli.
Yeah, I mean, the worst thing is...
talking to myself.
The worst thing is I've been on radio for 5 minutes and I'm already tripping up my words.
It's all right, Jack.
You've been up for 24 hours.
Yeah, you're doing all right, mate.
Thanks,
seriously,
mate.
Cheers, dude.
Yeah, you're doing good.
Fine.
You're doing good. So we had some very exciting guests.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Gillian Anderson.
Yeah.
Oh, Rufus Hound.
I saw that picture.
Brenda Burns.
What? Tell me about Gillian Anderson. Have you explained this before?
She came, she was where I am now.
What, yeah. On a stool?
Briefly. Yeah. She was briefly here.
Did she know about the smell walking? Because this smell...
This is before
this
we fully
smell,
mastered it all
the
up.
The smell hadn't developed into the unique creation.
This smells
creation.
Of just serious hot
dick.
Socks.
It's hot dick.
Hot dick, which I wanted that to be last night, but it didn't happen. And she left this morning. I heard her leave, and I thought she was going to go to the toilet, you know, one of those things. No. When I heard...
heard her crying.
Yeah, she left. Completely left. And, yeah.
That's well, it. Did you give a call?
No, she didn't leave anything.
Oh,
I made her a cup
sorry.
Of tea when I went to Tesco at 4 a.m. to get a sandwich, like a normal person does when you have a one night stand. And nothing, you know, nothing.
And I've also got another bit of Joseph Wilson.
Nothing downstairs.
Nothing downstairs. Nothing in meeting this woman. Nothing happened. And I don't think she wanted any more to do with me. And I'm very sad.
Eli, I think it was because he did a bit of his set. I think it was this bit. Oh, wait there, not
what
this one.
What does that say?
Oh, I thought it said Pingu. Ignore me.
That did not say Pingu.
It says Pingus.
That's not the first time you've come into trouble for confusing Pingu with penis.
Yeah, well.
You don't want to mix those two.
That animation proposal was wildly unpopular.
You've got to just try it out.
Why have you got a pink tablet? Where did you get that?
This is what I'm doing until 11 o'clock now. Just so everyone knows.
So when did you actually run out of material for this show?
8 p.m.
Yesterday. Hi, this is the Geek Tour of the charity
anything,
show.
We came up with some Gannonisms, which actually means we're up on the material scale. So
tell me about these Gannonisms, because I only heard the first part of these Gannonisms, and maybe you could tell me about these Gannonisms.
Explain what's going on. Explain what Gannonism is, perhaps, for people who just joined
us. When Paul Gannon tries to say something, but doesn't quite get there. Doesn't quite get there to what he wants to say.
Right, such as?
He said, my ignorance proved me wrong.
That's the highlight of the show so far, I think.
Gannonism number one!
He said, we need to be on our balls.
Gannonism number two!
He said, I can see the clock on my face.
Gannonism number three!
Noising makes food nicings.
Gannonism number four!
And lastly... the idea never convalesced.
Gannonism number five. Hey, you got it back.
Swally this is the whistle. Best thing I've done all day.
Swally whistle. Oh.
Mate, you should have seen that swanny whistle that our first guest, Jim Roberts, had.
It was textbook.
It was industrial.
I heard that. What was it, a swan?
What's no, it's swanny a swanny whistle. Whistle. It's the thing that makes that
whistle.
Noise.
Yeah. The thing that makes that noise, yeah.
But it was really hardcore.
thanks for the sarcasm. Yeah, it was what...
I just realised I was saying exactly what Eli said. I just tried to... My mouth had committed itself to nothing I could do.
It's the sort of thing that happens.
I was like, yeah, that's a whistle. It's a whistle. Oh, well...
Do you get a whistle
that
for...
That was literally the sort of vocal equivalent of I've made a mess. This has never happened to me before.
Or just basically going, yeah. What are the rules on this? I mean, can we say some curse words?
Oh, yeah. Curse words. You can... I said earlier, you know, we're going to swear you a new one. It's going to be pretty raucous. Lots of bloodies.
So what's next on the raucous this
bastards.
Raucous show?
next on this ruddy merry-go-round.
This rusty ruddy merry-go-round.
You blimming pillar.
Yeah.
Yeah. You airhead.
Are we right?
You melon farmers.
You prat.
Yeah.
You prat.
You big spongy vag.
You twannock.
There you go. Get it all out your system.
I don't.
Well, I try to, but
yeah. So
you todger presser.
I've got some leaked footage from Joe Wilson's aborted sex act last night. Let's just listen in now. Oh, hang on, it didn't work.
There was nothing, and that's the point. Yeah, there was nothing. It was dead air. Well, you wow. know.
He's actually turning this into a set like an American college radio
yeah,
show.
Yeah, he is.
All right, up next, yeah. we got a great show, brother.
Can I hear it?
Well, the dark house. We got girls, we got fucking beer, man, but we're not 21 to drink it yet. Woo! It's XY7979 waiting to get the car.
Yeah. Is that a car I can hear?
Hey, wait, watch out for that cow.
Yeah.
Hang on, are you? Is that in relation to what we were just screaming into the microphone as like a
or is that
American?
The, or is that the joke that of my... the Joe Wilson no. joke?
That's the sound you make when you ejaculate.
That's not the sound he makes. That's the sound nature makes.
Nature, yeah. makes.
Nature abhors a vacuum.
I love that noise.
That I fo- cicada. I don't like that noise. Yeah. That cicadas, creeps me out because yeah. it reminds me of because I'm from the city, and. It, because I don't like the countryside. It's too quiet, you know what I mean? I like cars. I like the fact that someone could murder me and jump into my house at any time. I feel comfortable with that. But when in the countryside, when there's these noises and you hear animals, like that cricket sound. I
love that cricket sound.
Oh, I get freaked out, man. Just horrible. You know what another sound is? Mopeds. That freaks me out.
Why?
Maybe it's just because, like... I feel that some kid's going to get off and, like, stab me up or just something, or...
You like the idea you could be murdered at any given moment.
You said you like living in the shittay.
Is that actually shittay?
No, it's the shittay.
Yeah, what sounds do you... Eli, what sounds do you love and what sounds do you detest?
I like the sound of crickets.
Crickets. And what do you detest?
I like the sound... Okay. Like that, thank you. Very nice.
It's not crickets, it's cicadas.
Is it?
Yeah.
They're similar creatures.
Yeah, but cicadas are more sort of... larger. Like cockroachy, sort of. They look like big cockroaches.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I like the sound of cicadas.
What's a cicada?
Cicadas.
What's a cicada?
It's the insect that makes those noises. Okay.
It's rubbing its hind legs together or something.
And what sound do you detest, Eli?
What sounds, you know, the same as everyone. I'm not like a...
I'm
not an innovative sound hater. I don't like the
sound... You're striking me as someone quite innovative in their hatred of sound.
I don't like...
rumours.
Yeah, I don't like the sound of fucking rumours.
People knowing that they're telling rumours in their head. They don't like...
Oh, I can't believe he's going on about fucking rumours again. Bringing it up all the fucking time. It was just so boring. I'm just going to leave. I'm just going to leave right now.
Hang on, how many walkouts has Paul done?
No,
what I'm trying to say is how many... Well, he hasn't done his only joke yet.
No.
He hasn't done a walkout,
no,
Paul.
No, he did do...
Thank you for saying I've got a joke.
No, he may not have done his only joke yet, but he has repeated large sections
of everyone else's acts.
That ghost stuff.
If you edit down this podcast, you can pretty much just loop it after about 10 o'clock.
There is at least 7 minutes of decent Paul Gannon material in this 27-hour podcast.
Is that a Gannonism? Would that be a Gannonism? Yeah, so what would an Eliism be if you were making isms?
Just the sound of deathness and it was destruction. Just, yeah.
It would be unhelpfulness. Silence, then a sneeze.
Yeah.
The double Eli.
He's now crouched over his
I've been awake
chair,
a lot longer than you. A lot longer. And alive a lot longer. Yeah.
That's an Eliism.
Oh, the voices. You're doing the voices now. You've got to do the voices.
Was that a threat, Sandling?
What, no? I don't know. He seems a little bit...
He does.
Tetchy.
I'm not tetchy.
I think Eli's always tetchy around me. And I've never understood. I mean, maybe it's because he's always hungover and I'm trying to cuddle him.
No, it's because you molest him whenever you get the chance.
But I try and kind of look at him. You know what I mean? It's like having Silverman and Sandling. They kind of look similar. But I would do that to Sandling because, you know, he might hurt me.
No, Joe, no means no. Right? Yeah. Silence is not consent.
Yes.
All right?
Thank you, Paul.
So no means no. Respect the boundaries.
What are you doing? Do you know it's I'm a big fan of Eli Silverman, rightly or wrongly. And I have a little shrine to him.
Wrongly.
Yeah. Very wrongly. But you know, have we discussed it's his 40th coming up? It's next month, isn't it? It's in a few weeks.
We mentioned that he was that age when he was.
I'm counting already pressed. Counting up that. Far.
Where,
that
when close? Is your birthday?
16th of March.
16th
of March.
Is it 16th of March? Red Nose Day or the official?
13th. Is it 13th?
Yeah, it's the 15th. I think.
I don't know. The Friday, isn't it? The Friday of that week.
Yeah, no, what? That would be the 12th.
No, because that's to be the 13th. It'll be
wow,
the 13th.
Guys, fantastic. Yeah, right. It's the 13th. Friday the 13th.
This is important, yeah. Wilson. This is important. It will be the 13th. Let's get this correct. Everyone stop. Yeah. Everyone stop.
13th.
Right, yeah.
What are you doing for your 40th, Eli? I love it how he tries to get off the stool. It's so cute.
Shut up, man. Seriously.
What are you doing for your 40th? Are you gonna celebrate with you?
Yes, I'm going to have some drinks.
Well, can people
listening? It's a Monday night. I'm going to put a Facebook thing out, and please, everyone, join me. For
the people that are not listening.
Not everyone. I don't want everyone turning up.
Not everyone. Everyone in the
room.
Trust
me, you've got four listeners.
No one's turning up.
We need to keep it. Need to keep it secure so the right people turn up.
Who are the right people? Who would you like to be at your 40th if you
me
had to choose?
And me.
I'd like all of you guys. You know. And some other friends.
Who? Like, if you had anyone important for your 40th?
Coming along?
I don't know if anyone listening will know who his immediate circle of friends are. This is essentially
I don't think it's us.
Well, you know, it's Ted. You know, Ted and Fred and Ari and Mary and Susan and Jane. You know those guys? No.
I mean, if you're going to turn
Big
up,
Big Colin.
If you're going to turn
Big
up,
oh, Big Colin. No, he's a dick.
He's a bit of a prick, Big Colin.
Why is he a prick?
Because right, when he gets drunk, he gets a bit leery. Do you know what I mean?
What is he kind of say?
Well, he just sort of
he's like Eli. You get Larry when you're drunk.
No, I don't.
You do?
No, I don't.
Oh, brilliant. That's sort of that. Next. But what, like,
I get a bit vociferous. There's a difference between that and Larry. I never get into fights when I'm drunk.
No.
Well, no.
I just get morose when I'm drunk.
Really?
Not morose. I just sort of like, I think I'm going to go home now and listen to the Merry Christmas Mr. Lawrence soundtrack and have a bit of a think.
Who for your 40th, who would you, anyone famous or whatever?
What, that I'd like to bone? Is this what you want from me?
No.
Is that what this is going to
no, I just like to invite you to your 40th.
He's just trying to find someone you can mention he can do an impression of to join in.
Well, hey, UK Gold might be coming back.
You know
so
who I'd like,
trust me, there's some faces around here with limited careers. I want to try and get the back
off. It's funny. It's funny you should
Winton
say that.
It's Dale Winton.
You know who? It's funny you mention it because you know I'd love to be at my 40th birthday party. Hey. Who's that guy? Who does the voiceover on the X Factor? Who's that guy? Joe. Who's that guy?
Oh, you mean Dale Winton?
No, I mean that guy. You know.
Wow.
You know.
Right. That is what it's like when Eli
does cry. Sex.
I feel like I don't like this part of the room. I like it better when I was at Paul's corner.
Why? What's wrong?
Is it because you're next
to me? It's because he's near to you. That's exactly what it is.
I'm just asking you what you're doing for your 40th birthday.
I've told you fucking three times.
But I'm trying to get more mileage out of you.
How can you get more mileage out of that?
Asking what famous people you'd like at your 40th.
I want Scarlett Johansson fucking covered in whipped cream, okay?
Is that it?
Yeah, I mean,
does anyone out there know Scarlett? Yeah, can we make this happen?
Can we email in?
We've already hit our target. Perhaps we could get the listeners to make this happen.
Come on, Scarlett.
You know you love it.
Gordon Bennett.
Oh, come on, Scarlett.
You're not even saying jack shit now, Paul. I'd just like to say that.
Oh, here he is.
I'm sorry, I've talked for the best part of 23 hours. I'm allowed to take a breather.
Ooh.
And besides, Joe's doing such a fucking good job of filling dead air with noxious rubbish. So let's just let that happen.
I don't think you should be so mean to Joe all the time.
Ooh. Thank you. Why do you think? Can we get some background music or some kind of?
No. I need some music appropriate for Joe.
Why? Thank you, Sandling.
Yes.
I was glad you bring this up. And why did you say this? That?
Well, I just think that you come in here, you're enthusiastic and trying to sort of, you know, be the life and soul, which is much needed, a boost of energy, and they're just tearing you down like, you know, like all beautiful things that the truly ugly can't stand to see it. Can't stand to see it out in the open for all of humanity to enjoy, and so they must destroy it, because that's where their minds go, first of all. They don't think support or hope or love, they think hate
or friendship
and destruction and misery.
You, when you said all those words, you are staring at Eli.
Well, Paul's behind me. I'm not that good at looking.
Yeah, there's only so many ways his neck can turn.
So how can we remedy this?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose...
Stop smoking.
Well, I would suggest that you just... I think you need to hug Eli.
I think that's a hug out. Can we have the music, please, Mr. Gannon?
Can we have some hugging music
and,
for
then
Eli?
We can, me and Eli, we can sort our differences out.
I'm out.
You know... See? Don't do a walkout. Don't steal Paul Gannon's joke.
He's going.
See, that's it. He'd rather leave the room than hug you. I'm trying to connect with someone that... Is it a friend? I don't know. But, you know...
It's disappointing.
It is disappointing.
Resolution.
And this is what, you know, this is... I mean, me and Paul don't have that relationship.
No.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
But it's just sort of thing, you know, they asked you here, and then they're angry that you're here.
I give up my free time.
What?
I mean,
what's
I don't
point?
Have anything else to do, trust
no,
me.
No, I mean, that does make it less of a gesture, but, you know, like, you know, you're here, they asked you to come, here you are, and they're like, what the fuck are you doing here? Yeah. That's no way to treat a guest.
It isn't. And
it's not.
Disrespect.
Yeah.
And you know what? I might even not do my Dale Winton impression.
Well, now, hang on, whoa.
That I'm throwing it out there. Okay, and I'm moving away from the microphone, some kind of technique, dramatic technique, but it's not needed really. You know, and I don't know, I feel the time that I am here, I would like to hug it out with Eli, you know, and it's his 40th birthday.
What if Dale Winton was on The X Factor with Ronnie Corbett?
It's exactly...
and Frank Spencer.
I feel you
singing
might...
the song "Ooh Betty."
Listen, you may be mocking me, but what I'm going to say to you, Sandling, is do you want to become my writing partner? Because I think we like this. We could
this
get
is, this
we
is,
could get a middle 50 this, quid yeah, yeah. in Wrexham. You know,
yeah. This is
big
this,
time.
This is dynamite.
This is.
X-Factor enters now with a special edition with Dale Supermarket Sweep Winton.
Hiya.
See,
I'm a caring man who wants a hug, but who's got talent. On his free night, on a Saturday night, where the majority of stand-up comedians are working professionally. And you know what? Jokes on the industry. I'm not even a professional.
Yes.
You know? So fuck them. Yeah. Well, I am. I mean... Am I? I don't know.
Can you do any impressions, Paul?
Yeah, can you do an impressions? Because their impressions are normally seen as they're put down by the people. People go, oh, you're doing an impression.
Yeah.
You know, but you can actually have a lot of technique and... Yeah, it stinks in it, doesn't it, Eli?
Fucking hell, it really does.
I don't know if it's the smell.
I've become acclimatised to it. I feel fine now.
It's like a female Yeti has kept a mango in her vagina.
I always find when you do impressions that the key... I mean, I'm not very good at them.
I like doing impressions.
I'm just not very good at them. You know, so I always think if you're going to quote something, you've got to quote it as accurately as you physically can. So it's more... that than actually being able to like do impressions. But I think impressions where two or three people can essentially be the same voice, that's always the key, isn't it?
I still love impressions. I mean, people think it's a bit of a schmuck thing, but I try and make it better than rather than like shoehorning you know, crap in. I mean,
Paul can do an impression.
He can do impressions.
Ronnie Corbett, he does, doesn't he?
Come on, Paul. Come Ronnie on, Corbett.
X Factor. Why X Factor. I'm going mad. I'm literally going mad. I'll do my Ronnie.
Mate, do you want to co-write with me?
I'll do it.
Sandling Gannon, writing for Wilson.
Eli likes this, so this is for Eli.
It's for Eli.
Ronnie producer. Producer Ronnie.
This is this is his Ronnie Corbett
that.
Impression.
I love that.
And we've been doing it like on and off for. To ourselves, to amuse ourselves for the past few years. I mean, I don't think... You think that's a good Ronnie Corbett impression?
It's not an enjoyable one. It's a funny one.
Yeah.
You know who
it's
it is
It's not
when
an
you
accurate
it.
One, it's a funny one.
What's your Ronnie Corbett impression?
Producer.
That sounds like Brad for Bondi.
Ronnie.
And Mr. Sandling?
I don't have a Ronnie Corbett. I can do an Alec Guinness impression.
Ooh.
If I can. I don't know. I've never done it into a microphone with the earphones.
No, you did. You did it. in Sophie Hagen-Hague segment, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then you said, we'll wait for Joseph Wilson.
It wasn't Alec Guinness, was it? I don't think.
Oh, not Alec Guinness. I'm thinking of Baldwin.
No, Alec Guinness.
Sorry, my mistake.
That was a good Alec Baldwin.
It was all right, wasn't it? It was all right.
You see, once you can do an impression, it starts getting to you, doesn't it? The ego.
Why did they send you for me, Peter?
That's pretty good, I like it, yeah.
Oh, that's a name I've not heard for many years.
Can you do...
did you see...
These are not the droids you're looking for.
Did you see Smiley's People?
Yeah.
His one?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Fucking fantastic.
I say, the Tink Tales Soldier Spy has got the best thing ever in it. It's my favourite thing from any TV show ever, is they're driving to meet Ricky Tarr, and they're driving in the car, and Peter Gwillem's with it. So we just met Peter Gwillem again, and it's Michael Jason, he's in Emmerdale.
Yeah.
And they pull over the road, and he says to him, he says, why did Lacon send you for me, Peter? And Lacon says, why did Lacon send me for you, or why did he send me for you? And he says, quite right, I should have known not to ask. And it's 7 hours of that. That is the best. Why did he send me for you? Why did he send me for you?
It's just
7 hours of old men talking like
he's
that.
He's sublime.
Brilliant.
No, but he is. His smiley is sublimely
brilliant.
He
was originally going to turn it down. He said Arthur Lowe should do it instead. Because he said, I don't think I'm right. You should get Arthur Lowe to do it.
Wow.
Interesting. Talking about turning things down, I didn't because I've got nothing else to do. But with other more successful actors, for that is my range... do you know you're Mr. Movie Man,
yes.
VHS? This was the time of the VHS.
Good.
Right.
Halcyon days.
Whatever you said. Okay. But what I'll ask you, Sandling, as a little quiz, do you want me to do the voice of Dale Winton or X Factor Guy or Ronnie Corbett?
Your favourite impression?
Arnie's his favourite.
Well, that's pretty hack, but I do that because I like to get paid. The question is, Pulp Fiction, who was supposed to play Jules?
Ah. Who's Jules?
Jules, Travolta. That's Travolta? No,
no
Jules
that's
is...
Vic Vincent.
That's Ving Rhames.
Vincent.
Vincent Vega.
Vincent Vega.
Vincent Vega. Was it Matt Dillon?
No.
The Travolta character is
Travolta.
Vega,
Travolta
yeah.
wasn't originally.
Matt Dillon was going to do it and he didn't want to do it, so then he said, fuck him.
Why did Matt Dillon not want to do it?
Michael Madsen.
Michael Madsen.
Michael Madsen was actually written for that part.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
he was supposed to be the Vega brothers.
He was doing a Western.
He was doing
and then
he was doing a load of drugs, wasn't he?
And then they got Travolta in, and that's why it went from that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very exciting. Now, as we've hit the half-hour point, it is now time for the jingle and the song!
Oh, yeah, my favourite bit.
The Auditorium 27-hour podcast challenge on FUBAR Radio. FUBAR Radio presents the Auditorium 27-hour podcast challenge, raising money for comic relief. Donate now by going to my.redneseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorium27podcast. FUBAR and Geekatorium, doing something stupid for a very good cause.
Yes! It's 2033! It's 2033! It's 2033! It's 2033!
It's 2033!
Supermarket Sway! Can you do any other impressions?
Let the chat avalanche commence again.
Hello, thank you very much.
Hello, yes. You're back listening to the Geekatorium on FUBAR Radio for Comic Relief. Woo! 27-hour podcast show.
It's coming. The finish line is approaching.
We are now in our 25th hour.
Fuck.
So
over a whole day.
We've got 2.5 hours of this marathon left to go.
It's a proper marathon.
It is a proper marathon. And how are you feeling, Mr. Eli Silverman?
Jaded but glad.
Jaded but glad. Correct. How are you feeling, Mr. Paul Gannon?
Good. Sorry. Whatever you said. I'll do it.
I'm feeling perky.
Perky. You're looking
and
perky.
How are you feeling, Joseph Wilson?
Absolutely fantastic. You know,
brilliant.
I'm good.
Brilliant.
I feel good.
Good. So we're talking about impressions earlier.
Yeah.
I was saying, one of the things I like about impressions is impression where you can have one voice that's basically two people because most people don't really know.
Give us an example.
I would give an example that my Danny the Dealer from Withnow and I is the same as my Steptoe.
Oh, very good.
Very good.
Okay, can we break this down?
Not sure. I'd do it and see how it says.
You're looking rather beautiful, man. Have you been away? You dirty old man.
Yeah, exactly the same.
That's
exactly
very good.
The same.
Yeah.
There you go. But they're not. But if you do that one voice, well, you can do
if
both.
I,
you know,
if
same.
I spark you, you will know you've been spoken to.
But that's actually how to get into voices. That's how you break it down, like you did. You go, Danny. Maybe to get to Danny, you thought about the other character, and you break a voice down. You
Steptoe.
Know.
Son,
Steptoe's son.
Yeah, my Steptoe's son. But he's still Steptoe, isn't he?
He's still called Steptoe, isn't he?
Yeah, it's
old. He's called Harold.
Dirty old man.
Cold beef sandwich and a drink from the horse's trough.
You're dirty old man. If you just keep on going and make it up behind the castle.
No! Reverse.
The spectre.
Although that's how you do it. Like, you know, if you want to do a Michael McIntyre, you break it down very simply.
So who's my reference point for McIntyre?
Well, I'll tell you after the break. Sorry. First off, you start with
a jump to the left.
You start with some talent and lack of jokes. But what you do is, first off, you get the guy from the Krusty the Clown, Krusty Burger from The Simpsons.
Right.
You know, the spotty teenager. Hey, can I help you, sir, Homer Simpson, sir?
Yeah.
Right, so you got that kind of in the voice, right?
God, that sounds like the last scene in Old Yeller.
Mate, you sound like that. A dog being put down. And that is not a reference to that poor black Labrador that had to be put down at the Pleasance Courtyard, which I think
racist.
We should have a moment of silence.
What?
You know,
Yeah, actually, let's have a moment of silence.
It's in doggy heaven.
What happened?
It was ill. It was. It had some lumps,
what,
unfortunately.
Did this happen today?
It happened last week.
Oh.
Here so this Michael McIntyre impression, right? So you got that Homer G. Simpson, sir. Can I give you a Krusty Burger, sir?
Krusty Burger, sir.
So you got that in the back of your throat, and it's constantly going up and down like a teenager breaking his voice in. And then you put on like a Prince Charles and hello and... What? Whoa, stop. Why is Paul Gann... Why is anyone yawning when I'm doing my best bit?
It's not you, Joe.
It's been, they've been awake for 27 hours.
I don't care, Sandling.
More than 27.
I am
more than 27.
And let me tell you something. Me interrupting my impression trying to give my segment longer because I realise doing this I have no end point. So my way is criticise you. You know,
Joe, you
and Eli, I
here.
Still want a hug at the end.
How about now?
It's the gift that keeps on giving, that one, I tell you.
I like it. And then you got a bit of Prince Charles.
Right.
And then you got it all together, and you got to mix it, and then you put it in a lot of. And then you just drop it and make it more staccato, and then you relax into it, and then you do a 4-hour drive all the way to Cardiff, talking to yourself like Michael McIntyre. Yes!
Very good.
Joseph Wilson, available for parties.
Yes!
That's right. I'm available for.
That was good. The way you broke it down, brilliant.
But what? But that's how you do it. Like, what other? This is a fantastic skill that I still love about impressions. But people think, oh, it's a bit kind of hackied and a bit rubbish. You know,
it's a bit of a parlor trick.
Yeah, but you can't. It's like anything. Like you could do like magician can make a rubbish like card trick, but then you could do like Penn and Teller who make it an amazing thing.
Yeah.
But it's like everything, you know, it's
down to the quality of.
And
the,
also some impressions become like a stage, you know, because everyone can do them or
cliche,
some people can do them.
Yeah.
So the people like, you know.
Are you segueing me in to do my Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No.
Oh, okay, sorry.
No, but you can, but some, you know, some things are really cool and you go, oh, that's a really great impression. Other things are not like a great impression, so. Well, they are, they're still great impressions, but
like, it's like what Frank Bruno.
Yeah,
it became just such a cliche that everyone did, you know.
But I mean, everyone, the great thing about doing an Arnie impression, everyone can do it, and there's so much fun doing it.
I can't do it.
Yes, you can. Should we teach you how to do an Arnold Schwarzenegger
impression? No.
Can you do Bobcat Goldthwait? Some poetry, I love you.
That's
more
like
Tasmanian. That's Tasmanian devil.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so
started me off.
Oh, he started on the voices. Can I do my voices, Eli?
No, I can't. No, you can't do your voices, Eli.
This, shit at them.
This is
the best, the worst impressions ever. Who's heard Arnold Schwarzenegger? Here's my voice. Oh, I'm rubbish. I'm like a depressionist losing his mind. Oh, you know, while he's on stage. I'm breaking down.
What are you writing there?
It's just a little note for Joe. Nothing personal.
It says...
I love you.
Continue.
It says, yeah.
Oh, that's just a bit... It's a little bit harsh.
See, that's going back to what we're saying. It said wrap it up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm coming here, Sandling. You've been very warm and generous.
Yeah, that's the sort of person I am.
No, I know this. And this is great. And, you know, once again, you know...
You've been,
hostility.
You've been,
I didn't say anything.
You didn't say anything, but you haven't given me a hug, so that's.
Oh, fuck off!
At least touch him. At least touch him. At least touch him.
Can we not make this any more awkward than needs be? Just suck him off and get it done.
Wow.
Come on, Eli. Over you come. It's for charity. You could say anything and say charity. Come on, Eli.
Speaking of for charity, you can donate.
You can still donate. Is there anyone there?
Yeah. We've hit our target, but you can still add to that target. If you want to donate, go to my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/geekatorium27podcast. And if that's too long or complicated, then go to thegeekatorium.net or fubarradio.com and you will find all the information on the website to donate to us. And we need money.
Yes.
It's for a good cause.
Brilliant. It really is.
If you can hear like just how this is falling apart in the last hours, you'll know that we've really tried to do something.
Yeah.
So don't make our pain less futile.
It's going to be 27 hours of it.
27
as well.
Hours. It's going to be another 2 and a bit hours of this as we gradually dissemble and collapse.
Gradually?
Gradually, yes. Yeah.
Remain dissembled and collapsed.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to try and put Eli. We can rebuild Eli. We have the technology.
I don't know. I might be permanently. I don't know.
Robo Silverman.
Whoa.
I'd love you if you were like a cartoon character or some kind of like superhero. Robo Silverman.
What would be my superhero power?
Well, I don't know. Sandling, what do you think?
Eli Silverman. That's quite a good
Eli
name.
Silverman.
Eli Silverman. Eli, so you'd have to be the, you could be the Silver Bullet.
Ooh. And I run really fast.
But he can't be fucked. That's his like kryptonite. He's like, ah, fuck that.
Enthusiasm is your mortal enemy.
You love this.
I love this.
Squat.
Eli Silverman, the Silver Bullet. If only he could.
Eli Silverman, the Silver Streak.
Yeah.
That means he's got Richard Pryor and Gene Whitney hanging off him.
Gene Wilder and Whitney Houston have a love
what
child.
What the fuck is Paul talking about?
I gave up.
And I mean, we're pretty fucking
and
shambolic.
And now we'll always... Don't touch me! It's Bill! Don't touch me! I'm having a panic attack!
I thought it was Gene Pitney. Something's got a hold of my heart.
Tearing my soul and my conscience senses apart.
Oh, Zoinga!
Call it
puppy love.
It's just started. Started going real bad.
This is turning into essentially
turning
the worst car ride home from a gig ever.
Mate, we had the best.
It's like Manchester. It's like we haven't even got to Northampton yet. And I'm like, geez, we're gonna have to stop. I need a wee. We're gonna stop. Why? I'm just gonna get out of the car.
Mate, have you ever got a lift with this guy?
No.
He takes a wee. No worrying about taking a wee. He does it every 2.5 miles. Jesus, he's pissing like a little baby.
I've been in a car with him after a gig where he's literally stopped on the hard shoulder, peed, got back in the car, and then done the exact same thing 5 minutes later.
Yeah, literally. Well, Mr. Squeezy Bladder.
Well, we had a...
superpower.
We had a fantastic trip back from Exeter. We were all doing a gig. Remember that time? And then the other comedian, James Loveridge.
Anybody?
We just met James...
Hey, it's a crowd.
Hey, I tell you, boy. Hey.
We just met this comedian.
Hey, it's good to be here. You know, hey, the other day I went to a Chinese restaurant.
Thanks.
They named a dish after me.
Well, we fucked this up.
Why did we have to get guests in when we could just have him for all 27 hours? Oh, we got Rodney Dangerfield in, haven't we?
Right, you know, the other day I went to a Chinese restaurant, they named a dish after me. I'll tell you, I was so lucky as a child, the doctor pulled me out, slapped my face instead of my ass.
He said to my kids, I said, one day you'll have children of your own. He said, yes, yeah, so will you.
I love his shtick. Rodney Dangerfield, one of my favourite comedians. If you don't know him, Google. I love his whole shtick. Like, you know, he's the you know, the...
I get no respect.
Every man.
I tell you what, I love the way he sounds. I was like, oh, I'll tell you know my doctor. Yeah. Dr. Vinnie Bumbach, you know?
I'm all right now. Last week I was in bad shape.
I'll tell you,
I feel all right, but last week I was in rough shape, you know?
Fantastic. Yeah.
I went to this restaurant, it was really rough. They served broken leg of lamb.
Classic.
Oh, mate.
Not only is it impressive, but now we're stealing other gags.
Yeah, just doing.
But no, he's an amazing comic who died. I read his
His autobiography's great. Isn't
I read that. It's fantastic, isn't it?
It is really good.
But really sad as well. Yeah. You know, horrible upbringing.
They always have. I read loads of autobiographies, and everyone seems to have just a horrible. I mean, especially like I'm reading Clara Bow's.
Who's that?
She's a silent movie star. One of the first sort of it girls of the silent screen, and she's amazing. And she's basically just reading, and it's like it's just the most harrowing thing. She's like, I haven't even got. She's basically just become recognised by Hollywood, and the first like 12 pages of it is one of the bleakest things I've ever read. It's like
it's
25 red weddings all just put together.
It's not. It wasn't great being a part of the Hollywood system back then.
No,
was
especially
it?
If she was.
Are you talking from experience?
No, but it was a horrible.
No, of course
it was
like, not. What? I was a fucking silent movie star in the 30s.
Imagine him in a silent movie. And him just on screen going, what the fuck's going on? Charlie Chaplin, you cunt! Fuck's sake!
Yeah. Chaplin's always doing this.
Ah, fucking dick.
It's a Chaplinism. Comes in, he falls over, he's not as funny as Buster Keaton. Every fucking
dick.
Movie.
Well, he wasn't fucking as funny as fucking Buster Keaton.
He wasn't. No. The thing about Charlie Chaplin is one of those, was it the sort of the rule of Charlie Chaplin, not the rule, but the sort of the tradition, is that comedians don't find Charlie Chaplin funny. Comedians don't think he's funny compared to like Laurel and Hardy or Buster Keaton or Harold Lloyd.
I agree with that.
For some reason, comedians don't. We're not saying they don't like Chaplin, but he's liked by sort of people who watch movies rather than people who do.
I know,
comedy.
Is that because his ego is offstage? But
I don't know why. But it's just bizarre. It seems to be one of those things where he's not as well loved by comedians as you think.
Keaton
he is.
Had the
but he's actually
joke.
Quite good. It reminds me a lot about me, you know.
He is very good. I mean, that's not to say that, you know, when you're arguing who... when you're sort of saying who's best between Chaplin, Harold Lloyd or, like, Laurel Hardy, it's not like, you know, it's quite a good... It's not like a... not really a wooden spoon, is it?
There's no shame in the mix, is there?
Well, I was going to say there's no shame in second place if you're Laurel and Hardy or Harold Lloyd or Buster Keaton.
I mean, that stunt he did, Harold Lloyd, that famous where he's hanging off the clock tower. My question to you all, what kind of stunts have you ever... pulled off for the benefit of something, be it a film, be it a life.
I was once doing a film in New York.
Oh boy, you know.
I was unpaid. I basically swapped, it was a short film, and I swapped room and board for production work, so I sort of stayed in the house for free. As long as I worked on their film for free.
It's like a little holiday.
Yes, really. It's quite good, yeah. And I came up with a special effect, which was I knew that I knew the right amount of oil to have in a frying pan, that if you put a little bit of water in it, it would flash but not catch fire. So, I basically went, they needed it to light the kitchen to sort of catch fire. So, I was like, just put that much oil in, get it hot, put some spices in it so it's all sort of smoky, so it looks really good on film. Then, just like that much water, but it went.
It's not enough for it to, like.
And then it was this massive explosion, but like completely safe explosion.
Yeah. So, I used to tumble. I'm a good tumbler.
Is that when you're drunk?
You're
good at pratfalls.
You can do a what fall?
You can do that thing where you go to fall forwards and like you know the sort of the Willy Wonka. Can you do that? You know that thing where he sort of goes in to shake the hand, and does the forward roll.
I can do those.
Oh, brilliant!
Yeah.
Can you do
exactly?
And roll up! It's now Eli Silverman ready to show the whole world that little fool.
Can we film it and put it online?
I don't think it's good time.
And also, I would say that the sight gags are not brilliant radio.
Not the best. best on the radio.
You know, you at home, you can't tell, but that was a brilliant handstand he's doing right now.
God, I hate to think how bad shape I'm in.
Frank. Your guts. But the thing is, like, you're bent over like a pregnant woman, just like about to give birth, you know?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
that's and I call
working.
That
dead air.
That's also
that
working.
Was a cul-de-sac of... That
that's
was
also
a, that,
working on radio. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Are we going to have some vinyl? What about some vinyl?
Do you want some vinyl?
I don't know. No, I just want it to end.
Fine. Do you know what it nearly is, Eli? Do you know what it nearly is? It's nearly drink o'clock.
It's nearly drink o'clock.
Oh, you see, when he gets drink o'clock, Eli gets even more aggressive. Look at him. He's like a meerkat of alcohol.
Is nearly drink o'clock.
It is nearly drink o'clock. Let's just get through to 9 o'clock. I'll put a song on. We can all reset, and then 9 o'clock onwards, we can have the last 2 hours and whatever. We can have vinyl. We'll have fun.
All right, yeah.
And how's that? How's that, Eli?
How's that, Eli?
I like that. Good. I've enjoyed this
because I'm going to need a wee in 10 minutes. So you know, just so everyone at home is aware of my state of mind and body, I will need a wee.
It's all been bodily functions. It got well bodily functions. Me and Ash got way.
I can imagine. We got deep. Ash is incredible, but he does know a thing or two about bodily functions.
Joe, were you listening when I told the story about the?
Brilliant, thanks.
Were you
dead air?
No, it wasn't dead air. Shut up.
An improv troupe called Dead Air.
Dead air.
Hello, welcome to BBC Radio 4. The next troupe is called Dead Air. Welcome to the stage, Dead Air.
Awkward.
And now here's a sketch that they produce by Dale Winton. Dead air.
Supermarket Sweep.
It's really weird when you watch Supermarket Sweep back on Challenge, which I do a lot. I basically only watch Challenge TV. You just think people went on it.
Yeah. Wasn't it very good? What was the prize? The prize you won a lot of groceries. Well, you could win a bunch of groceries.
But not really a load of groceries. Most of them were fake. They were all representative of money.
I would love to
and
do
it was all questions that you could answer really easy. You know, there was no challenge to it. It was just running around trying to find...
Like, win
like,
a bunch of money. Like, go on TV, meet Dale Winton.
If you're going to eat something, you serve it in a dish, it's in the sea, they call it a... I don't know. And even share that fish thing. I don't know. They're just running around the aisles not knowing what a fucking fish is. It's just it's just pricks.
Yeah, it's bad news.
I mean, this is probably a really hack idea, but that's why I think of it. Imagine doing Supermarket Sweep just like stone. I don't know if you've ever been stone with marijuana, but you know, shopping in a big supermarket at midnight is quite a lot of fun because you forget why you're there and there's a lot of lights, a lot of people, and you can't stop giggling. Would be fun if you do a Supermarket Sweep stoned. Okay, you've got to go in 30 seconds and go beep!
When did this fucking become Russ Abbott's madhouse?
when did we give you free reign?
Why has he changed the other microphone to gang up? See, Sandling, now I'm on this side by myself.
Stay on that fucking side. That's the guest side. This is the host side.
You're just, you know.
See, I'm trying.
It's not our fault Sammy the Shammy didn't turn up.
I can't help it. It's not, you know. Would have booked you for Basil Rush, though, to be fair.
How was Basil Brush? Because I missed Basil
Brush.
Oh,
he was gorgeous. He was delightful. Oh. I had a lovely time until he asked me about his crack habit.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. You did. You said something to the effect of, you like...
Oh, what? So what? I'm not allowed to fucking mention crack to Basil fucking Brush?
You've got a nerve.
You. Hey, Silverman. You should be on the other side. Apparently this is for guests.
Yeah, I'm a guest and a host.
You're split personality.
To be fair, guests are people who are invited, Joe.
I'm being vindictive. I don't know who the target of that horrible statement was.
We're all targets now.
You've sullied us all with that, Paul.
Because he is
invited. The Russian politician was a bit of a target, but me,
too soon.
A little bit of politics.
Yeah, throwing in there.
How's your Ben Elton? You doing good?
Yeah.
Well, I don't really know.
And this is what I love about death old impressions. You know, Supermarket Sweep, amazing
Harry.
Show.
Yeah, Harry,
I knocked him out, Harry.
Eli Silverman.
You know, I think maybe we should go through the different decades of doing different impressions.
Are we supposed to be still throwing in Day 21 in the Big Brother house?
Oh, look at him, 1999.
Yeah. Taking us back from 1999 impressions, Richard Sandling.
Slice alone,
Wow,
it's really got free.
Wow, you got some power there, lad, don't you?
Whatever this is,
bit of Rocky
whatever
four.
This needs is, it's getting weird.
Came in the night.
Do you know what it is?
Didn't like me. I guess I was feeling good by myself.
That sounds like a retarded Rodney Dangerfield.
I got no mouth.
I go get no pee. My wife uses sex for everything. Last night she used me to time an egg.
Right, yeah, that's good. You know a lot of Rodney Dangerfield jokes, don't you?
I'm really fair with Dangerfield. Because the problem is I basically write long, rambling flights of whimsy that rely heavily on trust with the audience. But my favourite comedy, is jokes. I just can't really write them or tell them. It's not who I am. So I like jokes. I like jokes and stuff. So
he's the ultimate one-liner merchant, isn't he?
Well, you have to write I remember in his book he said if I go on the Tonight Show or something, I've got to write 40 jokes.
Did you know? Crazy. He just writes them.
Yeah. Right. Did you? Well, you know, actually, did you know why he came up with that? Why he had that look, that tie, where he has the red tie.
I can't remember.
Because, well, I'll fill you in. Because I know how radio works, right?
Yeah.
Basically,
we can't say the story there, is that what you mean? No? Well, let's move on.
That'd be amazing. And I go, he's doing a dead air. He's doing his signature. Basically, what happened was he was doing the Tonight Show, right? And then he was wearing a red tie and, boy, you know, it's one so well.
Yeah, yeah.
And he kept on doing it. So every time he went on, smashing it. And they're who's that guy with the red tie? You know?
It's interesting as well. I remember the story where he says about how he was doing Caddyshack and he was actually losing money because he was doing so. He was getting paid, well, obviously a lot, but the money he was losing from not being in Vegas meant the film cost him $50,000 or something. Like the time he was there, so it was good fun. It's I'm losing loads of money not being in Vegas for these 2 weeks.
I tell you, I'm not a sexy guy. I went to a hooker. I dropped my pants. She dropped her price.
I went to a hooker. She said not on the first date.
I'll tell you, I'm not a sexy guy. I was the centerfold for Playgirl magazine. The staples covered everything, you know? I'll tell you, my wife, with my wife, I get no respect. I made toast on her birthday to the best woman a man ever had. The way to join me.
Hey!
Eli wasn't happy, he was just staring at me.
He's not happy.
Who's your favourite, who's your hero? I mean, Dangerfield, to me, is one of my heroes. Eli, do you have any heroes?
I like Jack Nicholson.
I think I'm going to say Jack Daniels then for a second.
I also like Jack Daniels.
Drinky, nom, nom, nice.
Can you do a Jack Nicholson impression?
It's quite tough, that one. I'd be impressed if you could.
It's a bit like Elvis. It's hard to actually do a good one. You know, you can do one so everyone knows who you're doing, but can you do one that sounds like him?
He's a bit like that, isn't he?
Every sound sounds like when you're in the loo, Eli. That's just Paul just doing impressions.
It's all just gone random noises in here, hasn't it?
It is, but let me bring this back to when I came in, right? We're talking about impressions and how much fun can have. It is a great party piece, but what I try and do with my kind of impressions when I do it, I try and do it differently and try to make it better rather than some really hacky kind of you know, basically like I said, I'm working on it and I'm going to find out a new way of doing kind of impressions of voices because they're fantastic.
Yes.
Hey guys, quick question.
Yeah.
Is anyone else dead inside?
No.
I just feel hollow.
Yeah, well, that's because you've eaten nothing and just drunk Red Bull for 27 hours.
I've had a bacon butty.
Had a bacon butty.
I had a bacon buddy.
Bacon buddy.
Had a bacon buddy.
Fucking hell. One slip of the tongue.
Yeah. Oh!
Ooh. Is that why you're not buddies anymore?
Oh, yeah. And the rampant homophobia comes out.
Oh, it wasn't homophobia, I was being camp.
Yeah.
Now you're the homophobe.
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
Have to be
homophobe.
Hate monger.
There's nothing, you know.
Listen, guys,
difference.
You can all attack me if you like.
Oh, okay. Good, right. Oh, right. Well, can I go first?
Yeah. Let me hug him.
Anyway, guys, we're coming up to the end of the hour. So, time to say farewell to the 25th hour, as we are about to enter the 26th hour, this 27th
special hour,
because you could start drinking.
It's drink o'clock, everybody!
Hey. It's drink o'clock, so...
Let's go wild in the aisles.
The Auditorium 27-hour podcast challenge on FUBAR Radio. Yeah.